Expansion of Lord Krishna. And to begin with, we will read a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. So, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, the advent of Lord Krishna, verse 24. Vasudeva Kalananta Sahasra Vadana Swarat Amrato Bhavita Devo Hallelujah Shakir Shakra. The foremost manifestation of Krishna is Sankarshan, who is known as Ananta. He is the origin of all incarnations within this material world. Previous to the appearance of Lord Krishna, this original Sankarshan will appear as Baladev, just to please the Supreme Lord Krishna in his transcendental pastimes. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Baladev is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. He is equal in supremacy to the Supreme Godhead. Yet, wherever Krishna appears, Sri Baladev appears as his brother, sometimes elder and sometimes younger. When Krishna appears, all his plenary expansions and other incarnations appear with him. This is elaborately explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This time, Baladev would appear before Krishna as Krishna's elder brother. So, this is just a little definitive description of Lord Balaram. Let's read another verse while we're at it. This is 10th Canto, Chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods for Lord Krishna in the Womb, verse 13. Garba Sankarshanam Tamvai, Pramu Sankarshanam Vi, Rameti Loka Ramanad, Balabhadram Kalo Shayat, the son of Rohini, will also be celebrated as Sankarshan, because of being sent from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. He will be called Rama because of his ability to please all the inhabitants of Gokula. And he will be known as Balabhadra because of his extensive physical strength. Let's also read this short purport here by Srila Prabhupada. These are some of the reasons why Balaram is known as Sankarshan, Balaram, or sometimes Rama. In the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes people object when Rama is accepted as Balaram. But although devotees of Lord Ram, means Lord Ramachandra, may object, they should know that there is no difference between Balaram and Lord Ram. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam clearly states that Balaram is also known as Rama, Rameti. Therefore, it is not artificial for us to speak of Lord Balaram as Lord Ram. Jayadev Goswami also speaks of three Ramas, Parashuram, Raghupati Ram, and Balaram. All of them are Ramas. 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 So, Lord Balaram, first thing, he is the first expansion of Lord Krishna. As such, he is not different from Lord Krishna. Of course, that can be said about any expansion of the Lord. There are so many different expansions of the Lord of different types. And they're all Krishna. They're not someone else. However, different of them are manifestations of Krishna with different capacities. Some of them are complete expansion, some are partial, some are parts of parts. It is a science, actually. It's very deep. Understanding them. Vilas forms, Vaibhava forms, and Prabhava forms, and really, it can become quite... Anyway, it is a big subject. So, different forms of the Lord can be distinguished from the original form of the Lord, Krishna, Krishna Su Bhagavan Swayam, in different ways. Balaram really is at least mainly only distinguishable from Krishna in terms of his kama. Is this the first manifestation of racial considerations? Anyway, still, that is true. Of course, there are subtle differences also in terms of mood, but really, the main thing, prominent thing, is that Lord Krishna is blackish. Blue Shyama. Lord Balaram is white. White. Not white like me, like my skin. Is not really white. If you compare it to the dhotis and kurtas of so many of our devotees here, then we'll see that my skin is not actually white as such. So white in this sense, in regard to Lord Balaram, means white, is actually white colored. So it's really Krishna's blackish. So you could say polar opposites in that very literal sense. But otherwise, in terms of potency, capabilities, attractiveness, even at least in so many ways, there are no differences. Lord, in Nectar of Devotion, there is the description of the qualities of Krishna. Of course, also Krishna has unlimited qualities, but they could be grouped into 64 groups, the 64 qualities of Krishna, as described in Nectar of Devotion. And different personalities have different numbers of those qualities. Lord Narayan and his various expansions and other parallel forms, they have 60 in full actually, not just partially, little bit, but really in full, they have 60. But then Krishna is distinguished from them in that sense that he has all 64, and those extra 4, they're particularly important. However, Lord Balaram, he also has the other 4. Other forms of the Lord, they don't have. But Lord Balaram, he has those other 4 qualities. So, he really is close to Krishna. And this is very important. He is very important as the first expansion of the Lord. And certainly other forms of the Lord are also outstanding amongst the expansions of the Lord, like Prabhupada mentioned in the purport there, Lord Ramachandra. He's also very important. And he is not, so to speak, just another Narayan form, Vaikuntha form of the Lord. He's also very, very special. Time of expansion of Krishna. Lord Nrisimhadev is also sometimes distinguished from the other forms of the Lord as being a very special, important manifestation of Krishna, of the Lord. But Balaram, he is the first expansion. Very clearly, very specifically, And it is not a matter of any sort of esoteric understanding or some type of understanding which is not readily available to people who are interested in these subjects. Lord Balaram is the first expansion. He really is the first expansion, that's clear. So, therefore, he occupies this very important and uniquely important position, actually, amongst the other forms of the Lord. Of course, as we mentioned, well, there is this difference of color. There is a difference also in mood. It is not really a difference in substance, like sort of quantitative difference. But it is a difference. There's a difference in mood. Jiva Goswami explains. If you ask Krishna, who is God? Krishna says, me. Straightforward. Krishna says, me. If you ask Balaram, who is God? Balaram says, Krishna. He can say me. He can say me. No problem at all. He would be perfectly within his rights, and it would be completely appropriate, 108% at least. But you ask Balaram, who is God? Balaram says, Krishna. In other words, Balaram is in the mood of a devotee. And in fact, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll find there's a description of how it is not uncommon amongst all those various expansions and other forms of the Lord that they have that type of attitude towards themselves and towards Krishna. But it's particularly prominent, it's very, very prominent in Lord Balaram. He's completely absorbed in the mood of being a devotee. And then he has been like that forever, since the beginning, which there never was. So, eternally, in other words, this is who he is. This is his type of character and personality. He is in the mood of being a devotee. We have many times explained, and perhaps you've read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Lord Krishna, when he returned to Goloka Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, having concluded his pastimes on this planet, Lord Krishna was considering how wonderful his pastimes had been on planet Earth and all the different interactions with the devotees, how wonderful they were, and how much he relished them and enjoyed them. But then one idea came to the mind of the Lord that even though, yes, I enjoyed so much being served by all those loving devotees, particularly in Vrindavan, however, it seems to me they were enjoying more through serving me than I was enjoying through being served by them. And Lord Krishna, he became deep in thought on this subject, evaluating and considering how it was like that. And then he concluded that particularly the gopis, they were enjoying a lot more, even many times more, hundreds of times, thousands of times, and particularly Srimati Radharani. Lord Krishna thought and thought and concluded, she was enjoying it through serving me. She was enjoying 10 million times more than me. This may sound a little fantastic, but this is stated there in Shastra, so we can take it. It is not just a poetic type of description for some sort of dramatic effect, but it may really be like that. One koti times. The verse says, and one koti means 10 million. So then Lord Krishna felt, I want to experience this. What is it like? So then he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna, but in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and experienced all those different things. So this is there, 500 years ago, or say 5,000 years ago perhaps, but just not a long time ago, in terms of eternal time, Lord Krishna got that idea to become a devotee because it's better, because it's so nice, so wonderful. Lord Balaram, he's had that idea eternally. He's always been in the mood of a devotee. So we see in the pastimes of the Lord that, well, just in the creation or in existence, in the spiritual world, in the material world, in this mood of being a devotee of Krishna, Lord Balaram is doing many, many important services. So many. Not just in his direct personal capacity as Lord Balaram, but he's also expanding in other forms in order to facilitate Krishna, the happiness, the pleasure of Krishna. Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha, these are all resting on the potency of Lord Balaram. He is sustaining the spiritual world, and not just in an impersonal type of way, but he is sustaining the spiritual world so that it functions to the optimum degree for the pleasure of Krishna. You know, different things, there are so many things, but just one example. Tonight is Balaram Purnima. It is the full moon night. Lord Balaram appeared on this day, full moon day. Last night we were coming to a program in Clara State, and we saw almost a full moon, very beautiful. Let us hope it clears up a bit so we can see Lord Balaram's full moon tonight. So Lord Balaram appeared on that full moon day. However, you know, after some days the moon will go down. Lord Krishna appears on the Ashtami, on the eighth day of the moon. It is not full, it is just sort of somewhere in between. However, by Balaram's arrangement, seeing he is sustaining and, you could say, managing the spiritual realm, Goloka and Vaikuntha, in Goloka Vrindavan, every night is a full moon. Every night. And it's just happening, it's not that, it's just how things work there. But it is Balaram's arrangement for Krishna's pleasure. Of course, if it suits Krishna, for example, if Krishna is having rasa dance and some outsiders, you know, some of the relatives and others who, in terms of the pastimes, are not so nicely disposed to the idea of Krishna having his rasa dance with so many young women. So some of those outsiders to the rasa dance are coming and trying to spy or perhaps upset things in the rasa dance. Then Lord Balaram, he arranges that suddenly it is not the full moon. Suddenly, from full moon, there's no moon. Balaram is arranging. So he is behind all the functionings of the spiritual realm. Then, so many things. Jiva Goswami describes that in Goloka Vrindavan, Balaram expands to become Krishna's house. Means Nanda Maharaja's palace, actually, it is a form of Balaram for the pleasure of Krishna. Then he is Krishna's clothes. Whatever Krishna's wearing, these garments are forms of Balaram. He is Krishna's shoes. Aha. He's really getting the mercy. The dust of Krishna's lotus feet. He does not feel it is beneath him. That we are equal, so it's okay. No. In order to get Krishna's, the dust of Krishna's lotus feet, Balaram takes the form of Krishna's shoes. And Krishna is such a person. Of course, often he goes barefoot. But sometimes he also wears shoes. And Krishna is such a person. He has many pairs of shoes. I don't know, here in Phoenix, if we have shoe collectors. I remember reading some years ago, the wife of the president of Philippines, Marcos, his wife, when they kicked them out and took over the palace, inside in her quarters, they found she had thousands of pairs of shoes. Krishna has not just one pair of shoes, different shoes of different types. He has these very nice cultural carved wooden shoes, very cultural, not so comfortable perhaps. He has these very nice shoes with the pointy upturned toe, decorated. They're all forms of Balaram. Balaram is Krishna's ornaments, jewelry. You see pictures of Krishna. He has earrings, sometimes nose rings, toe rings, necklaces, bangles, jewelry in his hair. If he's wearing a turban, he has some jewelry there, and so on and so on. These are all forms of Lord Balaram. Just see how much he's in the mood of serving Lord Krishna. He is Lord Krishna's chair. Chairs. He is Krishna's throne, his pillows, his umbrellas, and many other objects. He is Krishna's weapons. Whenever Krishna fights in a battle, all those different weapons, they're forms of Lord Balaram. And one of our acharyas says, what is there which Balaram is not? In terms of serving Krishna and facilitating Krishna, even when mentioned before, you may recall, Jiva Goswami makes the point that there is a pastime in which baby Krishna is floating on a big banyan leaf, sucking one of his big toes. I'm sure we've all seen such a picture. So there's a pastime like that. Baby Krishna floating on banyan leaf, sucking big toe. And one devotee, Jiva Goswami, says, ask Krishna, why are you sucking your toe? And Krishna said, I am sucking my toe because so many devotees say my lotus feet are very sweet and I want to experience it. And so therefore I'm sucking my toe, and I can report that it is true, my lotus feet are very sweet. And Jiva Goswami says, Krishna then continued, he floated away on the banyan leaf, continuing to suck his big toe. Jiva Goswami says, that banyan leaf is Lord Balaram. What is there which Balaram is not to Krishna, for Krishna? He expands in the different rasas. Like we mentioned, house, clothing, ornaments, and various things like that, shoes. These are not inanimate objects. When Nanda Maharaj, his palace, they didn't just go to Kharabrik and get some bricks and build it. In the spiritual world, in Goloka, in Vaikuntha also, everything, well, first of all, that is not really correct because there is no thing. But so to speak, everything is alive and fully conscious. I mean, Krishna's house, Nanda Maharaj's palace, is a form of Lord Balaram. Of course it's fully conscious. So Lord Balaram accepts all these different forms in Shantarasa. They're basically, at least technically, in Shantarasa, the neutral relationship with Krishna, but they're forms of Balaram. So in that sense, he is expanded into the Shantarasa. Then he is also, to some degree, himself in the mood of servitude, Dasyaras. He is mainly in the mood of friendly rasa. But he's also in the parental rasa. He's the older brother. Older brother means friendly rasa tinged with parenthood. This is older brother. And in the conjugal rasa, Lord Balaram expands as Anangamanjana. who is Srimati Radharani's younger sister. So, oh, such an important person. And in Anamanjari, she's one of the Manjaris, she's involved in the conjugal pastimes directly. And the Manjaris, they're the Sakhis, they're different groups of gopis, but the closest, in one sense, in terms of friendship, are the eight, the Asta Sakhis, Lalita, Vishaka, and so on. Then there's the Manjaris, headed by Rupa Manjari, who is, in Chaitanya Leela, is Rupa Goswami. But those Manjaris, in one sense, are considered closer than even the Sakhis. Because when Radha and Krishna are engaging in their most intimate conjugal pastimes, the Sakhis leave. They feel it's inappropriate for them to remain under those circumstances. But the Manjaris, who are younger girls, they oftentimes stay to facilitate and serve during even the most intimate conjugal pastimes sometimes. So in that sense, the Manjaris are sort of closer, more intimate. At least there can be a perspective like that. And Anangi Manjari, she is one of those Manjaris, and she is Lord Balaram. So, just see, Lord Balaram, he is big devotee. He is big devotee. What a devotee is he. When it is said that he is in the mood of a devotee, it does not mean, of course, to be a real devotee, like a real transcendental qualified devotee, that is not a small thing anyway. But he is taking this whole idea of being a devotee of Krishna and just developing it unlimitedly. This is Lord Balaram. So to take it a little further, just this idea. In Goloka, he expands. From him comes the first quadruple expansion. It's called Chaturvyuha in Sanskrit. Prabhupada translates as quadruple expansion. Expansions. Vasudeva, Sankarsha, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha in Goloka Vrindavan. They are Chaturvyuha, quadruple expansions. They expand not from Krishna. They expand from Balaram. Nobody else expands from Krishna in terms, well, nobody else expands from Krishna. Everybody else expands from Balaram. And the first of those multiple expansions is Sankarsan, actually, not Vasudev. So there in Goloka, then from that Sankarsan comes a second quadruple expansion, also Vasudev, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. From that Sankarsan in Goloka, they come, and the first of them is Sankarsan, or he's known as Mahasankarsan in Vaikuntha. So then from Mahasankarsha come all the Vaikuntha deities. Any four-armed form of the Lord, Narayan form of the Lord, who looks like Krishna, but he has four arms, they're all coming from Mahasankarsha, who is coming from Sankarsha, who is coming from Balaram. Then from that Mahasankarsha comes Mahavishnu within the material world. And he is the presiding deity of the entire material existence, the whole thing. Then when the creation is manifest, Mahavishnu expands in each universe as Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. And then from Garbhadakshaya Vishnu comes Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, who expands into the heart of every living entity and then into every atom. Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarasta. That the Lord, even though he's so great, he's unlimited and just incalculable, but he's also so small. Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam. He is so small, he is within every atom. And he, strictly speaking, is an expansion from Balaram. This is all Balaram's arrangement. How to arrange things so everything works the best it could for Krishna's pleasure. So this is Balaram, and he's very amazing. And of course, when Krishna appears, or not just appears, but in whatever form Krishna is, Lord Balaram expands to be with him. He is Lakshmi. He is Lord Nityananda. He's always around. He's always there. So this is Lord Balaram. Very, very special person. And because he is so close to Krishna, so intimately connected, and so much in the mood of being a devotee, and so expert, completely expert, in what it means to be a devotee, then Lord Balaram also is sometimes known as the original spiritual master. Because he's so close to Krishna, he knows Krishna. Anything you want to know about Krishna, Balaram knows completely. So he's known as the original spiritual master, Adi Guru. And anyone who is serving as a spiritual master, they're understood to be representatives and specifically empowered by, to perform that service, empowered by Balaram. And servants of, or representatives of, Balaram. And Balaram helps them to do that service because he's so concerned. How can we see that Krishna is served the best possible? And how can we see these people, these devotees, become devotees of Krishna the best ways possible to help them and end? Balaram is overseeing hostess of devotional service like that. Just like we see in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, how Lord Nityananda was in that moment. That going out every day and just approaching people, anybody. What is it? Bolo Krishna, Pacha Krishna, Kaha Krishna Shiksha. Something like that. Lord Chaitanya told them, just go, knock on the doors, and when they open, just say that. Bolo Krishna, Pacha Krishna, Kaha Krishna Shiksha, and go. Don't get into any sort of, you know, debates and drawn-out discussions. Just tell them that and go to the next door. And that's what they were doing. Lord Vichyananda and Haridas Thakur, they were a team. So this is the mood of Lord Balaram. It is the mood of Lord Balaram. He cares about the devotees. Of course, Krishna cares. He cares very much. But Lord Balaram, being in the mood of a devotee, and it's particularly visible when he's in the form of Lord Vichyananda, understanding that the Lord, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, cares for the devotees. And wants people to be devotees, and wants to look after the devotees like that. So Lord Vichyananda Balaram, he was even more concerned than Lord Chaitanya that people could become devotees and get the mercy. He was even more concerned. And it was on these grounds that Jagai and Madai were delivered by Lord Chaitanya ultimately, but on the basis of the care and concern of Lord Nityananda Balaram. So in that sense, Lord Balaram is known as, is mentioned actually in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kali Malapaha. He who purifies Kali Yuga. This is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. This is a name of Lord Balaram. That he has this particular function as a service to Krishna in different ways and in different forms. He is helping to purify the age of Kali. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Sri Krishna Balaram ki. Is the love more? Come to Radha Radha. And in a couple of hours, we'll continue. Hare Krishna. Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki. 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 Ki.